your favorite there, Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Michael Fliegelman behind the glass. What's good, brother? You know, I didn't really have the energy to scream, wake that ass up, wake your asses up. Because the Knicks suck right now. And they've sucked for a while now. They've lost 9 of their last 11 games with guys in and out, with the lineup fully healthy. Doesn't matter. They're getting their asses kicked. Whether it's on the road, whether it's at MSG, whether it's in your grandma's backyard in a 3-on-3 pickup game. The Knicks are horrible right now. Horrible. Now, if it's a couple of games, whatever, fine, it happens. It's the NBA season. It's a long season. But this is getting bad now. 9 of 11. And now the rumblings are starting to happen again. Trade rumblings. Trade rumors. Involving Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, I said for a while, let's see how this thing plays out this year and then make moves in the offseason. Well, I cannot be a liar, and I cannot lie to the people. I'm starting to lean towards, screw it. Go get me somebody in here who's going to put up 25 plus, 10 plus, 6 plus, and actually play some damn defense. And the guy who wants to be here, and that's Giannis. Yes, I'm going that way. Because what I've been watching from this team, from this Knicks team, is pathetic. Pathetic. Patrick Ewing rolling over in his grave. Charles Oakley rolling over in his grave. All the old-time Knicks rolling over in their grave, who actually played defense, watching this crap. The Dallas Mavericks, no Anthony Davis. No Kyrie Irving. And a whole bunch of other Mavs on the IL. Out. And some guy named Bobby Stankass hit 7 threes in the first quarter. It's always some guy that's mid who goes off on the Knicks. By the way, his name was Max Christie. Hit 7 threes. Embarrassed the Knicks. Wide open three after wide open three after wide open three. Oh, look, he's open again from three. No one's covering him. No one. The Knicks lost to a team with Najee Marshall, Max Christie, Dwight Powell, Caleb Martin, and Cooper Flagg. Well, he's the exception. That was the starting five that the Knicks got embarrassed by at Madison Square Garden. On MLK Day. Embarrassed. Before the game, oh, everyone's back. OG, Hart, Towns, Bridges, Brunson. The whole gang's back together. What they do? Minus 12, minus 16, minus 15, minus 21, minus 15. Boot to ass. Dallas Mavericks to the New York Knicks. And it's not just the Mavericks that have done it. It's not just the Mavericks. This started back Knicks won on Christmas. 2-point game. Then beat the Hawks. Then beat the Pelicans. And then all of a sudden, New Year's Eve, Spurs win by 2. Then the Hawks kicked their ass. Then the Sixers kicked their ass. Then the Pistons embarrassed them. Then the Knicks beat the Clippers. They lose a close one to the Suns. Then they beat the Blazers. And then the Kings, who have, what, 9 wins going into that game? Pants the Knicks on the road. The Warriors smack the Knicks on the road. The Suns come into the Garden and beat the Knicks. And then the Mavericks come and say, here's the belt. Whip, whoop, whoop on that ass. And the Knicks get embarrassed and booed at home. And they deserve to be booed. There's no fight in this team right now. The energy's not there. Now, I didn't want Tibbs fired. But if he didn't want to change, I understand why they did it. But are they being held accountable for playing Zero defense. Not even trying. Crying to the refs. The other team's bullying a New York Knicks team. Embarrassing them at home. Again, the Mavericks were missing 17 guys. And the Knicks still got punked at the Garden. I knew it was only a matter of time before this started happening again, the trade deadline. It's approaching. Fast. And now you're hearing this team's involved. Memphis, Orlando, and what's the other one? Knicks rumors. Knicks, here it is. Orlando Magic, Memphis, and I could have swore it was the Hawks. I got to find it. Oh, the Bucks. There you go. So now, it's going to start happening. And we've talked about if the Knicks are going to trade for Giannis, it's not going to be it can't be a two-team deal. It'll have to be a three- or four-team deal. So the Bucks get everything they want, and then the other teams get whatever they want in the deal. What's most importantly about the Bucks, what the Bucks get back in return. They're going to want a boatload of picks, which the Knicks don't have. The Knicks have some players, that's for sure. They do. Now, who would you trade? Well, I'm tired of seeing a single digit in the box score next to, you know, Bridges and OG. I'm sick of seeing it. Another game, OG and Obi, 9 points. Bridges, 7 points. Pathetic offensively. I thought Mike Brown was supposed to open everything up for everyone. Remember the beginning of the season for Bridges? That Bridges and Brown connected at the hip. That the offense is going to be better for him. He gets lost out there. You don't even know he's out there. And it's frustrating watching this Knicks team. How many open threes are they giving up? I thought it was bad on the tips. It's worse now. It's worse. And when you see them walking, not hustling, walking to a defender at the three-point line who's wide open, that's not the Knicks basketball I grew up on. I hate to be that old man on the front lawn, get off my lawn, but there it is. I am that guy. I'm tired of this. Is Mike Brown holding these guys accountable? I would have sat their asses the whole fourth quarter. Sit on the bench. All the starters, sit your ass on the bench. It was pathetic. Pathetic. In a place that they've been great at. Now it's festering at home. I mean, you cannot get and be down by 30 points to the Dallas Mavericks minus all their all-stars. Down 30 at the Garden. Getting booed. And you're a Carl Anthony Towns. Well, they paid this much money to come out to these games and they deserve to boo. Damn right. He did something right yesterday after the game with his empty 22-18. When you're getting smoked out. Those are empty numbers. Empty. Oh, well, Carl Anthony Towns did what he was supposed to do. Empty numbers. I'm tired of seeing him cry to the refs. I'm tired of it. Get your ass up and get back on defense. Stop crying. Get back on defense. Josh Hart's out there. He's not 100%. Clearly not 100%. You saw his comments. Well, my team is not playing well, and I have to be out there for my team. That's Josh Hart. But when you have guys who are close to 100%, giving you 7-9 offensively, it's pathetic. How much money is OG getting? How much money is Bridges getting? 7-9? Versus the pathetic Dallas Mavericks? It's not good basketball. It's not fun to watch. It's pathetic to watch. It's nauseating to watch. And thank God I didn't buy a ticket to the game yesterday. Because I thought about it. The ticket prices dropped. They dropped about $60. I'm like, do I do this? Do I catch a game finally this year? Thank God I didn't spend the money. I would have left at halftime. And I don't leave games early. That's how disgusting a performance it was watching that game yesterday. And then you look at the minutes. What happened? Jordan Clarkson, 2 minutes. Did he slip on a banana peel? 2 minutes? Tyler Kolek, 3 minutes? McBride is so hot and cold. Shamit just came back from an injury. He gets a pass. Mitchell Robinson had a double-double. 14 rebounds, 12 points. Even he was minus 11. And good for Mitch because, you know, the reports were out there that people were worried about him and his mental health. And good thing he's okay. But this Knicks team right now is pathetic. Pathetic. Are they walking over the coach? Do they not respect the coach? Is that what's happening? Do they need to switch in a starting lineup? Do you insert Mitchell Robinson in the starting lineup so they have some defense, some paint defending? Something? Because right now, this Knicks team sucks to watch this team. And I never thought I'd say that with a Jalen Brunson-led team. This team sucks to watch what you've been watching lately. They win the cup, high note, everybody's happy. Knicks fans are happy. Of course, they mock the Knicks when they win the cup, but nobody mocked the Lakers and the Bucks. But they mocked the Knicks, of course. I said, oh, get them ready for the playoffs. And ever since then, crap in the bed, crap everywhere. Orange and blue crap. If this Knicks team doesn't watch themselves, I know you're going to say, well, maybe you're saying this and, you know, it's because they're going through a rough stretch right now. Have you looked at the standings? Only two back of the playing spot. Two ahead of the playing spot. Cavs, Heat, Bulls, Hawks. Magic just got Franz Wagner back. Joel Embiid looks rejuvenated. The Raptors are hanging tough. And the Boston Celtics are back. Pistons beat them last night. Pistons 31-10. I'm just really confused about this team right now. And it's frustrating as a diehard Knicks fan. And I know those games back in the day were tough to watch. And for those people who love offense, I get it. But the one thing I can count on when it came to those Knicks teams, they played defense. Never had to question the defensive effort. Under Tibbs, you could always count on the Knicks giving max effort on defense. They had games when they here and there, whatever, but Tibbs didn't stand for that. You don't want to play defense? You don't want to hustle? Your ass on the bench. And what I'm seeing right now is a bunch of players getting away with a lot of crap and no accountability. And it sucks to watch this team right now with the super high expectations, finals or bust. Be lucky to make the conference finals with the way things are going right now. Am I panicking? No, I'm being realistic. They have not been good for a while now. With everyone and without everyone. They're getting curb stomped. They need to wake their asses up.